The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Oh, good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 18th of May. Just half the month is already gone. And this is the National Intel Report, filling in for John St. John Statmiller, and calling number, and got Luca here. Hello, Luca.
He got sainthood, did he? I thought that that happens automatically when you're a good person and you die, or yeah, and you pass on to the next life, right?
I guess. It's a good thing he didn't die on a holiday, because they probably said, hey, you got to wait till tomorrow. You know? Oh, my goodness. Anyway. All right, folks, call in number 512-248-8252. We're going to take calls for the whole 2 hours. Spill your guts, you know, say your piece, get whatever's on your chest off, and we'll go for it. Everything is absolutely bonkers. I don't know if anybody's watching the Pennsylvania, what happened yesterday. We have technical glitches. We misspelled one of the candidates' names. I think that was in Pennsylvania. I think that was Michigan or somewhere. We had to shut down for a couple hours. You know what? It's just a repeat of 2020. And I smell a rat. I know that they're going to try, to keep themselves in power. And good old Sleepy Joe saying that we're going to send another, 40 or $50 billion to Ukraine, although he said he was going to send it to Russia. So I don't think they'll give him a kickback like Ukraine is doing. So through his crackhead son, Hunter. But let's see, what else was on my mind? I had some personal problems last night that it's kind of got me off kilter here. But everything's cool. Let me see. Let me go back and...
Well, we can address that if you want. Because I have something to add for all the Texans out there with humongous badass bugs and whatever bites you really bad.
Yeah.
It's really too bad that I didn't know, because my friend is totally Native American. And I don't mean the kind that looks the part and that goes around and does other things behind their people's back. I mean, like, not a wannabe, but a real traditional, what they used to do. Three things. You have to get plantain and keep it on hand. Okay? Plantain. And you put some in your mouth to activate the saliva. And then you put it directly on the wound. And you put coconut oil on the wound itself. And that'll draw the poison completely out. They used to use that for rattlesnake bites.
Can I add chocolate to that? Because it would be like a Mounds bar.
No. No, it'll look like a s'more probably when it comes out, but they spit it out unless you want it. I don't think you'd like it, but again, so you have to have plantain, just have it on the side, and you can keep it. You can dry it. You can have it in powder form. All you do is put it in your mouth to activate the saliva, and then you put it directly on the wound with coconut oil, and that does it. That draws the poison out completely.
Yeah. Well, the thing was about the size, somewhere between the size of a quarter and a half dollar. And it didn't look good. So anyway, it's all taken care of. And yeah, we'll look into that too. I'll mention that. Nice, really nice here today. Nice little 18 mile an hour breeze, 94 degrees, sunny, and I thought it was going to rain, but I think we skated out on that. But I don't know. I haven't been able to keep up on too much. You know, there was some stuff. I don't know. Everybody, I hope all the listeners are going over to TLB Talk too, because I post articles there every day. Roger posts articles there. Everybody, Luca posts articles. Everybody been posting over there. We're growing by leaps and bounds, and it's what's really becoming a very nice replacement to Facebook, because they're really just, you know, I'm still banned on Twitter. Just because I said that Justin Trudeau should be either resign or run out of town and tarred and feathered. For some reason, Twitter didn't like that. Yeah, so some guy, I posted on Elon Musk's Twitter page or Facebook page. I said, hey, Elon, can you tell those a-hole employees of yours to take me off of the block? And, of course, he had some snowflake pop in there. He goes, well, you probably deserved it. So I wrote him back, and I said, really? I said, I don't think so. I said, I signed a check payable with my life when I voluntarily enlisted in the military during Vietnam. I said, what have you done? And he just never responded. So I guess he melted his snowflake, you know. And, so I think I have a right to express my First Amendment. And
what got me thrown off of Twitter was I had just seen a documentary, and somebody from TLBtalk.com had sent it to me, right? And Johnny B. We all know Johnny B by now.
And and speaking of Johnny B, I want to make a shout out to him for his generosity.
That's why I'm doing it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, you go ahead and do it then. Okay.
No. I'll give you the honors, but I wanted to set Johnny B up for this. Johnny B gave me a really, really good line, because we're talking together about Hitler's real history, which Mr. Rivero might want to double check on. That'll be for another show, but in particular Israel, that was behind the killings of the Kennedys. And I put that up, and you see right in the meme, it says Israel in big letters, and it says and the Kennedy assassinations with an S. I put that up, and within 30 seconds my screen went white, and all of a sudden, pow, they gave me exactly what they said had happened to Trump when he got his Twitter account deleted. Exactly the same message. Your account has been permanently suspended.
Within 1 minute. Your computer screen went white?
The actual, you know, the Twitter part went white, because what they do is they white out comments a lot of times on Facebook. It just went really weird.
And man, that's
odd. I tried to refresh, and nope, gone.
Huh. Yeah, so, that's it's,
you know,
really
that tells
strange.
You it's true. So, you know, when they said, you know, you can argue about it, I said, fine. I went back and I told him, thank you so much. This is a medal of honor that I just received. You've just proven me right about everything. Because if I wasn't right, you would have let me alone, and you would have laughed it off. See, so this is when you really know that you're talking stuff you should not be talking about. And that was one of my... You know, and I still wear that to bed with me every night.
Yep. Well, I'm going over in my mind about the screen going white like that, because that's real time discrimination there. I'll tell you, that's just
they're watching everything. That's what they're paid to do, right? And speaking of Johnny B in the shout out. You were going to say something about Johnny. That's your turn.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I wanted to mention Johnny B for his generosity to TLB Talk, and we really appreciate it. And he's quite active. I read a lot of his posts, And he also pops some music. We've got some music people that really like to pump music up too. So if you're into music, we have a couple of groups that are dedicated just to different kinds of music. I know they got some country and stuff up there, which is not really my gig, even though I'm in Texas. Just, you know, it's hard to find too many stations down here that play 70s music. That's in English too, for that. Yeah. And I just wanted to say, you know, let Johnny B know that we appreciate it, and he's been spreading the word. So we gotta, you know, say thank you and to everyone, yes, else too, by the way. We don't want to leave anybody out. Just feel like we're singling them out. Some people, you know, want to be generous and say, hey, you know what, just you know, I appreciate what you're doing, and but you don't need to mention me, which we are happy to do anything you want, you know. And
I don't mind saying it on the air, Tom. I'm going to be paying $20 a month regularly, because it's like I'm acting like my rent just went up $20. So you just put $20 with the rent, and then you just put it to RBN. It's going to be $20 to RBN and $20 to TLBtalk.com every month, because it's worth it. It's less than a dollar a day, and it's just reassuring everybody that's serious about what's going on now that they can go there and make a place of their own, literally. So, you know, the masks are going to come off pretty soon. People are not going to be able to, you know, squaddle on the fence for too long. No, we're going to find out who is who very soon. And the serious people should be at TLB Talk right now, you know, because this is the only place I literally build my entire shows with, that, with my timeline or with stuff I already saved. Most of the time it's like 80% from TLBtalk.com. So...
Yep. Well, and I popped on to Rivero's show the other day, and I tried to tell all the listeners, and I'll say it again, that we are in the process of creating a new, because, you know, it's either new or it's improved, but it can't be new and improved. So I'm going to say it's new and will be a huge improvement over the existing RBN website, which I really like. We just need to make some changes. We got to get the thing up to speed with the rest of the world, so that we can do some of the things that we've been wanting to do for quite a while. And people came to our aid and started calling in and helping us out with the money it's going to cost to do all this. We're going to, as soon as the new website is built, we are going to start gathering advertisers. And I said this on Mike's show, that if anyone out there has an idea, you know, let's say you know a company that would be a good fit for RBN, that you think that whatever it is that they either do or sell would be something that would interest the people of RBN, the listeners, let me know. We will, we will give them a call and see what they have to offer and see what we can work out, because we really, you know, and John and I had long discussions about, you know, how in the world to raise money without having to keep asking the listeners. And it's a tough row to hoe, because, you know, when you start taking corporate money, you get strings attached, and John and I absolutely hate that, and we do not want that to ever happen. That goes the same with TLB Talk. We have we are depending on listeners, you know, members' support, and we will not take any corporate money because we do not want somebody steering our wagon. You know, we're going down the road under our own power, in our own direction, and if we want to make a left turn or a right turn or go straight, that's up to us, not some corporate daddy figure that's going to say, you can't do this and you can't say that, and we won't, you know, this, that, and the other. You know, everybody knows the story. So for all those people that called in and pulled out their wallets and whatever. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. We're going to need it for a few more months until we get this show on the road and start bringing in money. Now, Mike and Sam and Julie are working on putting together a really great list. When John passed, I helped his family members clean out his house, and there was hundreds of books that were his personal collection. And a lot of really, really interesting books. Some that I have personally myself had over the years, and some that I've never seen before. And I wish I had the memory to remember exactly which ones. But we're going to be putting up a list of the books. These are going to be from John's personal collection. So when we get ready to start that, you're going to be able to say, hey, I got one of John Stadtmiller's personal collection books from his collection. You know, what do you got? And we're going to, we haven't figured out exactly how we're going to do that, but, you know, we will let you know as soon as we can. And we're going to, you know, we're just going to try to look for any way we can to support the radio station, and without having to put our hand out to the listeners. And if you guys can hang in with us a little longer, we're doing our best. There is nothing being spent there except for paying three people's salaries and paying the bills. And over the last 5 years, 17, 18, 19, 6 years, five, 6 years, I have been able to, because of my knowledge of IT and telephones and internet and all that, I've been able to run the costs of our phones and our internet down, I think, as low as it could possibly be. Every time we turn around, we're trying to trim the costs. We are paying for one of the biggest costs we have outside of the salaries is the satellite feed. Now that that cost, because it's not something that it goes over the internet, but it goes up to an uplink, which then hits a bird, and then the bird sends it down, and you get it on your home satellite receiver. That is a cost, but it appears that we have a lot of people that depend on that because it's their only way to hear the show. So we're going to do everything possible to keep that running. And, I just don't think there's any way to cut that cost down, because, you know, it's either it's their bird and you either pay or we cut you off. So, we don't have a choice on the price. I'm always looking for ways to make things cheaper, but, you know, you get to the point where, you know, it's either not, you know, the savings that you're going to get is not worth all the hassle and the problems, or maybe the poor service or the poor support that you get if you try to go really, really, really cheap. But since I'm providing all of the technical support, and Michael too, Michael's very sharp on IT, that, you know, anything that breaks, I try to fix. And hey, you know what? The safety wire and the duct tape have really saved us in the long run here. So we're trying to keep everything running. But eventually we're going to need to do some upgrades to the equipment, because we're running on really a lot of it is antiquated. There's some new computers that are only a few years old that I donated to the network when I was down here in 2017, and John cordially let me stay with him, and he was a great host, made me breakfast every morning. So it sounds like, I think we have a break coming up. We're going to pick it up on the other side, 512-248-8252, and we'll see you on the other side. You guys hang tight.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
All righty, we're back. Every time I hear that song, I think of John Stadtmiller. And I forgot to tell everybody that this is Tom D. I'm also known as Spy Tom on TLB Talk. I'm the project administrator for the Liberty Beacon Project, along with Roger Landry and V and Luca and Dan. And we just, you know, try to keep everything rocking and rolling. Again, these are, all of us are unpaid, uncompensated followers of the truth, and so I'm Tom D. I forgot to say that, and I'm pretty sure I said it was Wednesday the 18th of May, And John used to always get on me about forgetting when the couple of times that I was on, telling the date for historical purposes. So I wanted to go back to Johnny B. And Johnny B. not only sent a donation to the TLB Talk, the Liberty Project, but he had made comments that he had never, ever used social media before. And that when he had heard John Stadtmiller talking with Roger about TLB Talk on the show, he decided, you know what, I'm gonna take a look at it. And he said once he heard it, he couldn't stop. So he said he wanted to say hello to Luca, Crazy Horse, and thanks for starting the Music 44 group. And he's got he's got Tom D and Spy Tom, which is the infamous me, under two different names. It's just, I started out with RBN as just Tom from Philly, and then it got to be Tom D. And then when I went and helped, I had already started a username on TLB Talk long before I had been invited to help out. So Spy Tom was a nickname I had gotten way back in the early, late 80s, early 90s. So I just kind of kept that, and that's the story. So, Luca, the there was something else. It's been a real crazy week, and it's only Wednesday for me, so I'm kind of screwed up here a little bit. There was something I wanted. This is for a question for everybody out there. Have you all seen the 2000 Mules from Dinesh D'Souza?
Yes.
On the 2020 election fraud? I think, you know, when I watched it twice, and I think I would have really liked to seen more detail on all of the mules that we're using. The one thing about that movie is it just shows just how vulnerable people can be by their cell phones, you know, how much tracking is going on, because at least from what I saw, they can track you pretty thoroughly to spot you going from Dropbox to Dropbox to Democratic DNC headquarters to whatever nonprofits that they never really told us who the nonprofit organizations were, but I can just imagine it had something to do with Zuckerberg and Gates, and probably Sleepy Joe had a finger in there somewhere too. So I think, from what I understand, there's going to be a part two where they're going to go into more detail, and they're going to actually identify the organizations that they believe were involved. So, Mike, let me see. I'm trying to where is the call list? Who do we got up, Mike? I'm having a little trouble finding the list. Was there somebody there from Alaska I saw?
Yeah, we got Sally in Alaska. If you want to bring her up right now, she's ready to go.
Who was first? Was it
Sally? Sally in Alaska.
Sally?
She's on the air now.
Hi, this is Sally in Homer, Alaska. And I was going to... I'm so angry with the evil ones that are screwing with our world that I just wanted to mention Psyllium. But then I've got to start with John Stadtmiller. You know, I miss him so. And Ralph Winterrude, I filmed him 30 years ago down here when he's from Wasilla. And what, miss them both, but John and I had a special bond. And you
Mike,
know,
skip the break if we can.
I listened to Jeff Bennett on his own rights, but I'll tell you what, he has a very similar voice. If I close my eyes and pretend I can think it's John again. Anyway,
Yes, he does. He does. You know, now that I think about it, he does have a similar voice. Yes, you're right. A little bit deeper, a little bit more bass, but yes.
Especially when he gets on a rant. Listen to him; it'll really make your heart go pitter patter. Anyway, on to Psyllium. because I really don't want to get, I'm going out in the sun. When that lady mentioned that she thought she should be able to abort a child at 2 years old, my brain just went into fissures temporarily. Anyway, psyllium. I have used it as a bomb, but I didn't know, dry it and use it for, you know, getting out poisons, you know, just by salivating on it. But what I use it for, and I got it from Old Man Rodale, the original Rodale Press, in 1957. Terrible stock up diarrhea overnight, and no matter what. But psyllium, a mix of psyllium and flaxseed, ground up twice a day, and I went from being precancerous in my colonoscopies to in 10 years I had zero, and it was twice a day, and I just suck it down and you take a lot of water, and 11 polyps I had, and I went down to 4, and then I went, and the last one I had was in the middle of the pandemic, and boy, I wasn't out under it. It was painful.
Can I?
I've got a
can
lot
I?
Of
can I?
But
ask
anyway,
you how? Can I ask you how old you are? When that happened?
I turned 75 in July.
Oh crap! Okay,
and
yeah,
I've
they've been trying to get me
them.
To go for one of those. I'm 66, and I have never had one. And I've just heard too many horror stories of them tearing people's colons apart. Because I had a friend of mine who had it done three times, and they ripped them three times.
Well, then you can Wow, I've never had that problem, and he likes me to be under because I have from other surgeries, I have a lot of kinks down there, and it was so painful. But I had my anesthesiologist, and we were in his office, and so all I could get was, I guess it may have been morphine. I said, groaning? I don't groan. Who's groaning in here? You know, with a mask on and everything. And I aced it again. And I would, now they say you can get that silly little box that walks around. I don't know how efficient that is. But they say they've got a little camera you can swallow. And depending on how much money you've got and if it's available. But really, it's you just want to ask, do some...
Well, I don't want to be the guy that has to develop that film.
Can I add something to the caller?
Go ahead.
I'd love to add something to the... I wanted to thank the caller for talking about that because I'm a survivor of fourth stage prostate and bladder cancer in November 2020. Fourth stage cancer of both of them because it started in the bladder and it went to the prostate and it was just furiously...
Oh, man.
Okay. I got the operation. They told me I had to take chemo and radiation. I said no. And they were furious because they had to do... the operation anyway, and usually people don't say no, and they just take. That's the only reason why I'm alive. They told me after the operation, chemo and radiation, it would have killed you anyway. They told me killed me because I was too weak by the time I had the operation. So here I am, you know. So I know a lot about natural herbs, like that guy. They gave me the recipe to give Tom and to give to everybody in the beginning of the show. So thank you so much for mentioning that.
Well, I also, more recently, was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I swear to God, it was God that told me. I was in the shower and heard, silly girl, and that's not a term I'd use if I talked to myself, silly girl, find that lump. Well, I found that lump. I went to the doctor immediately, flew up to Anchorage, had a lumpectomy, and they checked all the nodes and everything, and I needed no radiation. I needed no chemo. They put me on a nasty pill that made me turn to mush and every side effect. And I quit after 6 months. And old ladies aren't supposed to get it returned that fast. But what did you do diet wise?
Well, I'm doing a show called Learn to Unlearn. And what's really important is to listen to your body. And people go, yeah, you know. But it's like, no, you have to listen to what your body needs. And that was my first lesson when I came home and I couldn't move. I had two bags, one for the feces and one for the urine. I'm going to stay with one for the urine all my life, but it was worth the trip. And you're listening to your body. Your body will tell you, no, I don't want the coffee yet. No, I just want water. You know, everybody thinks that it's the brain that decides. It's not. It's not. If you shut the brain off completely, you open up your heart, you open your mind up, and you listen. And if for people that can learn how to meditate, it really, really helps, because I've done Reiki also, so I'm in meditation full tilt, and that's what I used to do. What can I do to heal myself? And, you know, there's all kinds of stories from that. Don't eat out of a box. I was on Balance of Nature also, which really, really helped, and I'm not marketing for them, but balanceofnature.com really, really helped, because it's formulated by a doctor, and that's, you're getting the exact amount of veggies you need and the exact amount of fruit you need per day. And that was the basis of my recovery. I went from there. It just shot up. The doctors are looking at me like, Luca, what are you doing? And now everybody's taking credit for it, and I'm a miracle. No, it's because I didn't take radiation. I didn't take chemo. So, you know, that's my story. Did we lose her, or is she still there?
I'm not sure. We
might have lost her.
Button tone started going off, and now I'm not getting any audio from her. So,
well, she'll call back. Maybe she'll come back.
That was too bad. Did I rant again? Is that why she hung up on us? No, I'm just kidding.
No. In fact, it's funny that my wife was born in Anchorage, she was born in Alaska. I was born in New York, and we met in Florida. Boy, talk about the devil's triangle. But, you know, so.
Well, just to finish what the caller was saying, I just want to add to that, because it's not only not eating out of a box, but it's the realization that they're trying to get rid of us, basically. And they're attacking the strong people with a good immune system. And they're going to make, at one point, they're going to make healthy food so expensive that most of us are going to be forced to eat poison. So that's basically where this is going, for those of us who know. So it's a matter of life and death, really.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it looks like gas prices are going back up. I mean, it was like $4.19 yesterday. I don't know what it, you know, it's...
And the baby formula, did you find it? I'm hearing about they're shipping baby formula down to the border for the illegal immigrants.
Right, yeah, they got cases and cases. They got shelves of warehouses full of it, and the shelving here. I mean, you know, I'm torn on that, because, I mean, I don't want to, it's not the little babies that are being dragged across the border, it's not their fault, but, you know, what were they doing before they came across the border? You know, how were they feeding their children?
Tom, the Native Americans have this really cool proverb, and you're going to hear me say it a lot. Who started the trouble? Okay, that brings you right back to zero. Who started the trouble?
Well, everybody's always so busy pointing fingers at everybody else, you know. And it's sometimes it's hard to figure out which way they're pointing.
See, it's the same thing with this shooter from Buffalo. Okay, the situation has all the earmarks of a standard deep state false flag. Here we go again. Yep. Racist shooter, live streaming on social media, questionably written manifesto. We're not sure about that yet, right? Symbolism at the scene, okay? It calls for gun control, and now political timing on the event. It's like, come on, guys. You know, we've been through this before. You know, like, you can see things coming full speed ahead when you know what the signatures are. So,
yeah, well, they got a cover up. You know, there was too much talk about crackhead Hunter and his laptop.
Hello?
And everything else. Yep, we know. Oh. We got you, Sal.
Can you hear me?
Back. Yep. Yes, we hear you.
Oh, my big ear accidentally hit mute.
Don't you hate that? You know, that's when Tom calls me. He calls on me and he says, Luca, what do you think? And it's muted and I can't get to my mouse and you're freaking out. I guess Luca's not here anymore, you know? I couldn't hit the unmute button. So now it's like I have my finger on it all the time, you know?
Well, I just wanted to say that my precious soulmate died of prostate cancer, that he missed all the signs, and I argued with him and the doctor, and his points were low, and he died within, we got a
terminal over the phone from Anchorage to say that he was going to be dead, and he died within a year. So I'm going to do, I'm going to follow what you said about, I've already started to try and clean up my act. And
it's so cool. You know what? And you're a woman too, right? So women are 10 times more, well, okay, effeminate men and men that know their bodies and their know their instinct and that follow it. And, you know, most women that are, you know, that are true women, I'm not talking like Hillary Clinton. I mean, real women that follow matriarchal instinct, they're mm-hmm. so much more intuitive than men are. So I'm just happy to say that I fit in the category of men that are like that. You'll know what to do. It's incredible. You ask, you know, at out loud as well. If you don't mind talking to yourself, you know, you can ask Creator to help. Give me a hand here. Like, what do I do? You know, and you'll get the answers. You don't have to go to church, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have a problem with crowds. I'm not big on churches. I like churches when they're empty.
Yeah.
You know? But
that's what spirituality is, my dear.
I have a hard time meditating. My husband did, and I've just got too much of a rattle brain going on, and I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Take 30 seconds. Tom, don't mind me here, just really quick. Go out, face the sun, sit down in a chair, face the sun, like not too hot, like either early morning or late afternoon, and you order yourself to just close your mind off. Like, you know, in the movie The Last Samurai, there's that scene where the guy says, hey, no mind, okay? No mind. Don't mind the people watching. Don't mind the cars go by. Shut down. And you, when you don't have any thoughts going through your head, that's when the miracles start happening. The colors start coming. It's unbelievable. It's what it's doing is powering up the chakras that we have. So you see colors in different forms flying around, and the more you do it, the easier and the faster it comes. And then that's what starts everything rolling. It's really wonderful.
It's good to
well,
get
I'm heading out
some vitamin
right
D too while you're out there.
Yes.
But the other thing I wanted to know is that 200 mules, or was it 2,000
mules?
Mules?
Yes.
So, where can I see that? Where can I watch that?
It's on LBTalk.com.
It is on LBT.com. Okay. Okay. I have
Wait
to get
where,
back there.
Where did you say, Luca?
Go to TLBTalk.com and look us up. Look up Spy Tom, look up Luca Mino, and we have it on our timeline. This is what I mean. We have here stuff on TLBTalk.com that will not survive 5 minutes or less on any social media. They will not allow it. It's as simple as that. So it's like, what
when
are people doing?
When I tried
doing?
To get in there last time, there was some problem with my getting in, so I'm going to go back tonight when I come back in.
It's worth it. I had to try twice.
Hey, this is Mike here at RBN. I did completely take the video and post it at RBN, but I also included the links because I only posted there as a backup. If you want to support the movie, then you need to go to 2000mules.com and purchase it. But
there you go.
It is at RBN. Just go to the page, go to the video section. It's under 2000 Mules, full movie, 2000 Mules, something like that.
Well, I just... Thank you. I just donated $50 that I really couldn't afford, but I really can't afford to lose RBN, so I'm gonna just keep you in my mind any chance I get. And
bless your heart, my dear. If I may, Tom, that's exactly the attitude that we need. I can't afford it, but I can't afford not to have it in my life. That's exactly that should be a marketing tool for TLBTalk.com, Tom. That's
yeah.
That's
well
really
you can
cool.
use it. You know, John asked me to put my name in with Mike to because he liked my passion, and I said, "Oh boy, that makes my butt pucker." Because he asked me to, you know, to maybe host a show, and I said, "Well, your thought of my passion really scares me," you know, kind of thing. But it's been on my mind, and we can't afford to lose you. And you can use me anytime you want that way, and I'll do it again the next chance I get. And Luca, what was your the Mino? What was the last one? Luka.
No, it's L-U-C-A, and I'm glad, thank you for asking. It's Majno, M-A-J-N-O.
M-A-J-N-O.
M-A-J-N-O, yes. Or if you go on bitchute.com, I have a whole page. It's under my series name called Learn to Unlearn. Learn and number two, and then unlearn. Because that's what we're doing. That's what we have to do. And
well,
we should stick
I had
together,
a pretty good education. I left public school, which was still a good education, and then I went to a really nice private school in New Jersey, and then I went to a college down in Appalachia. And what brought me to Alaska was one of my classmates was Hobo Jim Varso. So I don't know whether anybody knows, but you should Google him because he just died and. He was world renowned for his music, and I followed him up to sing with him, and fell in love and never left. And here I am, 50 years later, as an 11th generation New Jersey girl, 11 generations of Dodds in New Jersey. So
well,
I'm a true patriot.
At least you got out of New Jersey because I lived there a couple
the
years.
Started.
Yeah.
So I will talk to you again, and I love you all, and I hope we can keep this organization going. And I'm going to try and get back onto the talk.
Thank you for calling.
All right,
we got to.
Thank you very much, and enjoy Alaska for as long as it stays free. We've got a break coming up shortly. We can take Michael. How many minutes? I'm looking here. We got about 3 minutes to the break. 4 minutes. Okay, so 3 minutes. All right. We're going to take Laura after the break. I don't want to bring her on and then have to put her on hold. So, yeah, I'm not sure whether those links to the 2,000 mules are working. I think they were pulled down. But, yeah, it's a good idea. If you can afford it, you know, go on to look up True the Vote. T-R-U-E, True the Vote, and it will take you to the website where you can buy the video. And I guess I'm not sure if they'll send you like a DVD, or you can download it or whatever, but it's worth every penny, I believe. So I'm not sure, you know, it's
yeah, there you go. 2000
sure they spent a lot of time making it, you know, so
it's right there, 2000mules.com.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, 2000mules.com.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's, what, $29.99?
I'm not sure. The DVD is available. You can stream it there for probably a minor fee. But like I said, I have all of the links to Dinesh D'Souza's 2000mules.com.
Okay.
Just make sure you put it's 2000 as the numeral. So it's 2000mules.
M-U-L-E-S. Right, yeah.
And
right.
I have those links posted there. There's three stories all together with two places that were hosting it from other sources, and I embedded the RBN version, which I got from one of the bit shoots that probably just ripped it off. But
yeah, well, I think the bit shoot is dead, and
yeah,
the other one, the other one that's dead, too. I can't remember which one it was.
They're probably all dead, honestly.
Yeah.
I think they were taking them down because they don't want people, you know, D'Souza spent a bunch of money on this. So if you just go to the video section,
sure.
You'll see it says 2,000 mules, election fraud 2020, what happened. And then there's True the Vote is about to drop a bomb regarding election fraud.
Right.
And there's also full movie 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, which I have that page linked, and it's all linked together. If you just go to any of those, you'll see the full movie. You know, full movie. It's available. Here's the audio if you want to hear it. That's the beginning.
Yeah. I think there was. You know what? The way. Okay. Yep. I think that you know, they said that they had when they figured out how many people were doing this, that they set the bar really high so that they wouldn't get any false positives in there. But near the end, they said that if they had brought it down a little bit, lowered that bar a little bit more, which I still think was very accurate, that went from 2,000 mules to about 20,000 mules. And it's just unbelievable. And one of the people that was doing this got caught, and they found out who they were because they had their fingerprints on all the ballots. And the very next day, you see that the people that were going forward were putting gloves on. You'd see them walk up to the ballot box, put in the mask, and then turn around and take off their gloves and put them in a trash can that you couldn't see unless you knew it was there. So that tells me that they already been there multiple times, and that'd been nice to grab all those gloves and get DNA on them too. So anyway, we got a break coming up. 512-248-8252. We'll take your calls, and we will be back at the break with Laura.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Song that is, but doesn't sound like anything I listen to, so I'll have to fire that board up. We have a few minutes here. I want to try to squeeze Laura in. If you want to say hello, Laura, and tell us what you're calling about.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling about an advertiser on RBN. What it is the one that says RBNHempPaste.com for samples, and you know, and shipping is free. Anyway, I'm blind, so I can't. I'm not on the computer, but my nurse had been trying to sign that. She can't figure out where to order that at $5 sample. Right.
Okay, Michael, can you help out there? Do you? I'm not familiar with it, but there's so many different hosts and ads. I can't. I wouldn't know. Maybe Michael can look it up. So, what did you? So, what? You heard that on one of the hosts talk about it? Was it an advertisement?
No, it's
was
just
it
an actual ad on RBN?
Yeah, okay.
RBNHempPaste.com.
Okay. So what you can do is maybe you can give Michael your phone number when we're off the air, and he can make the call for you or give you the phone number, and your nurse could help you make the call, I guess.
All you really need to know here is, from what I understand and what I can find, is you go to the shop, and I can get back. You just go to shop in the menu and click hemp paste. And then
shop in the menu and click what?
Hemp paste. It's the top. It's the
hemp
top.
Hemp paste, okay.
Yeah, under shop, it's a drop down menu. Go to hemp paste. And then there's the, it's listed at $4. They've got a
sample.
Yeah, it's just a sample there, and they're just $4, and I think they said to put a promo code in there. We just set this up. One of our hosts, Ingrid Castle, really spearheaded this for us, and we're starting to see some orders come in. So if y'all want to go there, that is a direct benefit to RBN, and it's at this point, if we get enough people ordering, it's just as good as having someone pay for a full run of ads. That's why we have that ad up there. Ingrid paid out of her own pocket for that. We greatly appreciate our hosts that are doing these kind of things and doing everything they can. And
so they go to the RBN store on the top
no,
bar there.
No. They go to just click on RBNHempPaste.com, the banner. You'll see the banner under the rotating banner for sponsors.
Okay.
Or you just go straight to RBNHempPaste.com and just
All
click
right.
on the shop there, and you'll see hemp paste, and then you'll see the samples.
Shop hemp paste.
Yeah.
And okay, that's what I needed to know.
It looks like there's something for cats. It's called Kitty Canna Packet. There's something maybe for dogs called a Canna Doggy Packet. And then there's the Happy Packet, which I believe is the... that's for us.
For human yes. consumption.
And it's just $4. It's just something to... And, you know... maybe I'll have it... How about this? We're coming up on the top of the hour break here, but I'll link... To make it clearer for everybody, I will link directly to that page that shows the happy packets. So if you can just get your helper there, Laura, to click on the banner at RBN at republicbroadcasting.org,
okay.
She should get right to it, okay?
Okay, good. Thank
or just
you.
Have her call me, and I'll walk her through it, all right? Call the office.
Okay,
here.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Well, right, thanks a lot. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling. Okay, you have a great day.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.